From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination on Tuesday, making her the first woman to represent a major party in the race for the White House.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke earlier on Tuesday and attacked Clinton, accusing her of selling access to the State Department when she was secretary. The sharp-tongued Trump said Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves. He said his goal is to bring people together, and he promised to never back down from a fight or let his supporters down. A police officer and two civilians have been killed in a car bomb explosion outside a police station in the town of Midyat, Turkey, near the Syrian border. As many as 30 others have been injured, and multiple ambulances have been sent to the scene. The prime minister has blamed Kurdish militants for the attack. Insurgents in Afghanistan have abducted almost 50 passengers off a bus in Kunduz province. Security forces managed to rescue a few of the passengers, and police are now planning an operation to rescue the rest. No group has taken responsibility for the incident as of yet. This marks the third mass kidnapping in the past 9 days. For more news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. Sudan has extradited a man suspected of being behind a migrant trafficking network to Italy, police said on Wednesday. Reporter Josephine McKenna spoke to VOA's Joe DiCapua about the arrest.
This is seen as an incredible breakthrough for law enforcement officials in Africa and in Europe. Mered Medani is a 35-year-old known as the General because of his operations. He modeled himself on the late Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and he's alleged to be responsible for sending thousands of migrants through Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. An arrest warrant was issued for him in 2015 because he was believed to be responsible for the tragedy that occurred off the coast of Lampedusa in October 2013, where at least 350 people died.
He is the first suspected top smuggler to be arrested in Africa and detained in Italy, which, like Greece, has been overwhelmed by an influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants since 2008. A UN whistleblower who was suspected for leaking a confidential report alleging sexual abuse by peacekeepers in Africa has resigned over what he says is the organization's failure to hold senior officials accountable. Anders Kompass served as the director of field operations for the Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights. Kompass leaked a confidential UN report to French authorities alleging that 14 French soldiers assigned to a peacekeeping force in the Central African Republic sexually abused a number of children between the ages of 8 and 15. More than 20 people have been wounded in Papua New Guinea. Reporter Phil Mercer has a story.
Protesters say the police in Papua New Guinea fired shots directly into the crowd during a rally over alleged government corruption. The violence reportedly took place when officers tried to arrest the president of a student council. Opposition members of parliament have said that 4 people have died and several others were injured, although there's been no independent confirmation. In videos posted on social media, gunfire can clearly be heard, while students apparently flee amid clouds of tear gas. Following Wednesday's disturbances, rioting and looting was reported in Port Moresby. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
One of the top venture capital companies in California plans to pay 100 families each month, regardless of whether they work or not. In its online blog, Y Combinator says that 100 randomly chosen families from the city of Oakland will receive between $1,000 and $2,000 a month for the next 6 months to a year. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.